Philadelphia. So when you look up in the original Greek, it says Philadelphia. That's the word for brotherly love. And so they call Philadelphia today the city of brotherly love. Christians are to have a sense of brotherly love, family love. You know what I realize? I'm a family man. My family consists of five individuals, including myself. And I've learned more in family life, family love, than any school could ever teach me. One thing I've learned in family life is that family members can never say this. You can't say, "It's mine." Doesn't work. When we get together at night and we watch a movie, we run to the couch to get our spot. And Miles gets a spot. Jim, you know this. You were hanging out with him Friday night. And he says something like this. "It's mine," he says. And, no, it's not. The couch is communal property, folks. No individual can say, "It's mine" on the couch. Now, I've tried to label the pizza in the refrigerator, "It's mine." It doesn't work. Everything in the family is shared. That's the kind of love a family has. I've experienced that. Second thing I've learned as a family man is that you love each other no matter what. You know, the five of us have seen each other at our worst. We've seen each other when there are tissues that are used at the end of the bed when someone's sick. I'm not going to name names, but that's happened. We've seen each other when diapers are changed. Some of us have had their diapers changed in our party of five. We've seen each other when there's no makeup or when someone wakes up. And you know what we do as a family? We never make fun of one another. We don't even mention those negative traits about each other. That's because we love each other. That's Philadelphia love, right? That's brotherly love. That what Christians were being told in the first century, don't just practice that in your home. That's the kind of love you should have within the walls of the church for one another. What a beautiful thing. Philadelphia. If we practice that here at church, and we do, we want to increase that at peace. But it's not just that. In this text, the author of the Hebrews is highlighting out relationships. That's highlighted in verse 2. So in other words, you can't just say, "I'm a Christian because I have relationships with fellow believers." No, it's important to have relationships with those outside. And the phrasing here in the English is this: do not neglect to show hospitality for strangers. Now, all of that is in one word in the Greek, and I bring it up because there's a play on words here. The word there is philoxenia. The author was playing on words. English doesn't pick this up. Philoxenia is the love of strangers. Love of strangers. We tell our kids not to love strangers. What is that about? In Paul's day, the ongoing thought in society was to only show kindness and love to people who could repay the favor. Jesus is referencing that in Luke 14. Never would you show kindness and care for someone that couldn't open a door for you. The author of the Hebrews is saying, no, no, no. You show kindness and humility, especially to those that you don't know who they are. In fact, if you look at outside writings in the first century, a man named Lucian Samosata wrote about Christians. His critique of Christians was this: that they never practiced privacy. Is that interesting? Didn't critique their doctrine. He critiqued that they never practiced privacy. The culture in the first century was one in which you practiced extreme privacy, but there were no relationships really in the community. But then the Christians came along and they were open with fellow believers, and they were very open with strangers that came their way. Community mattered. Genuine community. And this sermon could go for an hour, because do you see, he's highlighting other relationships that matter too. Things like this. Marriage. Marriage matters. The commitment between husband and wife, that matters and makes a difference. Relationships with those who are prisoners, that matters. In verse 6, the relationship that you have with leaders matters. They're not just people that you just hear and... No, your relationship with them matters. Relationships, relationships, relationships. Our connection with each other and with the community is what stabilizes us and keeps us journeying well in life. It stabilizes us. The concern is that so often in life we have a short fuse with people inside these walls. We say something like this, well, someone sat in my seat. How dare them? I don't like them anymore. Or we say, someone brought that to fellowship? Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Or someone expressed that opinion at Bible study? Oh man, I'm done with them. And we have a short fuse.